This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm hoping I hear from my people out here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line.
Okay.
That's how I let my man Troy. Troy, what's up, man?
What's going on with you fellas? How's it going today?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got two quick questions for Coach.
What's up?
First of all, Coach, how long do you think it's going to take to, how many years do you think it's going to take for Kuminga to develop and reach that full potential that we want him to see? And my second question, I'll take it off the air. Do you think we have the staff to develop him? I don't want it to be a Gerald Wallace situation. Let me know.
Yeah, so for him, since he's already, to me, he's been proven. Now it's just getting, it could be a breath of fresh air. It could be a year and a year and a half maybe before he really just goes crazy, if that's what the opportunity getting playing time wise, right? Because you saw his ability is there. It's just the opportunity consistently. And I know as a coach, you need to give certain guys the opportunity and kind of take the reins off them. Second question. I'm sorry. What was the second question again?
Do they got the coaching staff to develop yet?
So I looked at the roster to the staff members again. And me, keep it 100, I'm a Sacramento person. I know Bobby Jackson. I know Doug. And Doug is very intense. He's very intentional about what he's doing. I know Bobby, he wants to work. So I definitely think he has – those are the two main two I know personally. But Sacramento has so many other guys that are not in the pro scene that NBA players work out with. Shout out Gus Armstead, different trainers in the area. Kuminga will find a gym to be in. If he wants to be there, he will get better. It's enough resources, and Doug does not shame to get you. Go to Dave Anchor. You're going to be at Dave's. You can walk in there. I love to walk in at Dave Anchor. See my nephews and son, godsons playing. Be like, oh, Kuminga's in here. She's getting shots up with Coach. Because Doug still go get working. Right. You know what I mean? So I think he's definitely – it'd be good for him. Yeah. It'd be good for him, man. Breath of fresh air and coach that. And I think Doug's relationship is probably his biggest thing. He values that. He communicates with every player, any person in a gym he goes into. He shakes your hand, says hello. Bobby the same way, man. So I think he'll be they'll bring the young guy in, but then they'll try to develop and make him to be the guy.
Yeah, man. Hey, these phone lines, they on fire, man. My man, Coach JT, hey, in the building. Hey, Will, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
What's up?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing outstanding, especially with this news. It's kind of exciting. I got a take on why it has to be DeMar to come off the bench if we swing this deal.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, by far, DeMar is the best playmaker out of the group. You know, we can't have Zach LaVine coming off the bench, heading up the second unit. That'll be too much. DeMar, he's shown some playmaking skills, and he's a veteran. So I just think it has to be him. And we need more length and athleticism. And Kuminga does that, so that's what I got.
No doubt. I mean, I appreciate you, Will, man. I still have no problem starting DeMar DeRozan, but I'm not I think a lot of people are passionate about that, like him not starting, whatever. I'm not tripping that much. Like if Doug Christie looked at this situation, talked to DeMar DeRozan and said, hey, you're gonna be the sixth man, I'd be like, all right, cool. Like let's rock, let's do work. Whereas if he said, hey, DeMar's still gonna start for me, I'd be like, all right, cool, let's do the work. Others, for whatever reason, I don't understand the passion about this, but they're like, if Doug Christie came out and said, DeMar is going to start, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing in the world. We can't have it. Like, it's, to me, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I don't think DeMar starting or coming off the bench, I could be wrong, but I don't think DeMar starting and coming off the bench is changing your fortunes that much. Because, once again, he's finishing the games. And that's where I always lean to. I'm like, yo, all right, you can have him come off the bench all you want. Who's finishing the games? Is it him? Is it somebody else? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's where I'm looking at. People, and I know, look, I understand starting matters. Else it wouldn't, anybody would just start. So I understand it matters to a certain degree. But I always look at these things as the finishing lineup. You can start KZ Akpala started. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can start all you want. I want to know who's closing these games out. And I think DeMar DeRozan is a guy that you're going to have closing these games out. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I agree with you in the closing aspect. However, but the starting minutes for him should be reduced and cut down. So that's why if I'm going to do that, he can still close, but off the bench. Or like you said, if Kuminga is okay to play this role, DeMar may start the game off, but he's going to be on a shorter string early, kind of not as long. Because, again, the game is still getting fat. He's getting older. He's getting a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. But now you bring the Kuminga in and going from there. But he can still close, but you want to preserve and get efficient minutes out of DeRozan. That's what I want to see now. I'll say that. I don't care what it looks like. As long as his minutes are efficient on both sides, then, yes, you can however you want to do it. If he starts, you come off the bench, you finish quarters, fine. But we need to be efficient with it. When you got a young guy sitting here waiting to try to take the reins or get opportunity for, but if we're winning and playing good basketball and it's, you know, and DeMar doesn't feel like he's getting burnt out by trying to hold all the scoring low, we don't have to. I got a young guy who want to help us out. How you balance that to me is key.
I agree 100%. And to your point, like, I agree with your point. I would just say I don't think DeMar's minutes last year were inefficient. I don't believe so. Maybe people have these per 36 numbers or something that show something different, but more times than not, he's not a perfect player. It wasn't a perfect situation. But more times than not, I didn't look at when DeMar was out there that they just looked bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't look good. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Could I answered a quick question bad. In the chat, man. Somebody asked, should I say this? Baby Cakes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, Baby Cakes.
Cakes. Just the defensive player starting the games, though. But for me, again, if it's going to be Schroeder, you got to start Kuminga. I feel you got to start Kuminga and Keegan if we're going defensive lineups, like right here. That's about defensive wise. Like, you got to start them both together because that gives us the best chance to win basketball games, you know, and just put a little resistance against them, you know, the offensive players. Because, again, the West is loaded offensively, right? It's wings, guards every night. I don't like us putting those small guards out there as often as we did last year. We would have a lot of smaller guards playing defense last year, and that just wasn't working.
Mm.
You had Carter. You have Keegan. You had Monk. You had, like, it was just like, this is not what it is, right? There weren't, you know what I mean? So I definitely would, again, that's why this helps us. Mm-hmm. You know, so I definitely excited to see how that goes, man. So
No doubt.
We'll see, man.
Get these phone lines again. Elk Grove Kid Talk line, 916-909-1320. Adam, what's good, baby? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? First time, long time.
Hey, I appreciate you, big dog. Appreciate you.
Hey, so I want to talk to you guys. I got a different view on the starting lineup.
Okay.
And my thought is, okay, so top down, the way I would do it is keep Domas, then, you know, our two wings, Kuminga and Keegan, and keep Levine at the two. My thought is, for the one, why do we feel like we need to have Dennis Schroeder starting at the one? He's not proven to be a starter in the league, and he's not making starter money. Why couldn't DeMar transition? You know, he's a good playmaker. His assist numbers have gone up the last few years. His turnover has gone down. Why couldn't he make a sort of transition, kind of like you've seen Devin Booker make over the last few years, or James Harden, and be more of the point guard?
Yeah.
Adam, I appreciate you for the call, man. I don't see it that way, man. I think we saw a few times when DeRozan was initiating the offense last year, and it looked a little clunky. There's something, Coach, you know this. Like, it's hard to explain sometimes, but sometimes you – there's just a point guard that you need to initiate and direct and organize an offense to get people where you need to be. And sometimes it's not as simple as just bringing the ball up. It's a guy that has the foresight.
You're the coach on the floor.
Yeah, has the foresight to know when we want to get the ball
push
here.
Push tempo.
This is how it pushes the tempo, all this other stuff. And there are some guys that are just more comfortable in that spot and more efficient in that spot than others. And I don't think DeMar DeRozan is a point guard.
Now, if you said James Harden was on our team at the point, different story. Because he plays point guard.
Yeah, he's
DeRozan's like, he's not moving that fast from in transition. He's not a facilitator as far as off the anything really. He's a one-on-one type guy in my aspect, right? He's not a pick and roll. I can make the pocket pass, throw a lob. Demand a double team kick out for three type of guy. And that's what we got. The roster wise, how we're constructed is that type of game. Yeah. You got to get guys paying touches, draw the help, you kick out.
I understand what Adam is saying. I feel like we saw that a little bit last year, and I didn't like the way the offense flowed when Zach LaVine.
He transition, create mismatch type guard to get other guys easier shots. You know what I mean? To get better looks that way. You know, half court, they're going to run to the ISO and maybe just give it to him at the top. He just dribbles over and it starts the whole action. But no, we need that point guard where, okay, transition, give it to me. I'm making through. I'm trying to get the paint touch, kick out three. But also, you got to defend.
And
who's going to guard?
Well, look. And to be fair, Dennis Schroeder, Adam had said Dennis Schroeder wasn't a proven starting point guard in this league. I think he's a little bit more proven than people give him credit for. Dennis Schroeder started a lot in this league. My thought of Schroeder is in a perfect world, if you have a roster, a certain way in what you're trying to do, he would be your backup point guard. That's how I would classify him. But he has started in this league and been pretty good while doing it. Last year, starting for Brooklyn, he played really well. He started for the Lakers.
So that was my question.
He started for Atlanta way back when. He started in this league.
So that stint with the Lakers, he was their starter for consecutive most of the year, most
of the
season?
I think just the 21 season.
So, but that was the year he didn't take the money, right? Because he would have been solidified, stay back, took the money. He bound himself. They would have kept his point guard.
Yeah, they would have.
Right. So he's a start again for us, right? We talked about it. He's the starting point guard. We don't need to score 24, 25 a night. But please give us some consistent minutes, good effort, and assist. Get the team flowing on the team. So he could start for sure. But I'm like, if he took that deal, he'd have been Lakers starting point guard 22 seasons. So that was just him, you know, taking it on a risk.
Looking at his seasons, like since that Laker, he started a majority of his team's games. Like not everyone or anything like that, but it was a majority of them.
I think last year, what was it, like 59 of the 75 games he played, he started or something like
that. 49 out of 75.
And I think
started all 23 games with Brooklyn, started 18 out of 24 with the Warriors, and then 8 out of 28 with Detroit at the end.
Yeah.
Has he ever been a full-time starting? Was Atlanta was the one?
Atlanta. And the Lakers, I think, too.
So,
I think that Lakers year.
I think, why not? How old is he right now?
And he would have been full-time with Brooklyn.
Is he 30?
Traded. I think he's 31. I think he's 30.
So, I think you got to run. You got to take advantage of this maybe a couple of years you got left before he goes back to the bench.
Yeah.
And if he's going to improve something a little bit, maybe. He may try to play for one more if he can. But or if not, this may be his last decent one. He got to go ahead and I think he'll be fine, man.
For sure.
He'll be 32 in September, too.
32.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to the phone lines. Jack Davis. Jack, what's up, baby?
KC, what's happening, man?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
What's up, Coach? Hey,
what's
listen, though. Kuminga is set for work. I think Doug will put a battery in his back and let him cook and do his thing. Now, here's one thing. Steve McCullough reminded me of a coach he had played for, Bill Jackson. He did not develop talent at all. Chicago, he didn't develop nobody. L.A. didn't do it. So I think that's why, you know, they didn't do it and get him out of Golden State.
Yeah. I hear you. I like what you're saying there. I mean, Kerr, that's where he learned from. He learned from Pop. He learned from Phil Jackson. And I don't know what his hang-up was with Kuminga. I know the reports about the defense and all this other stuff. But I don't know what the hang-up was where he's just like, I'm done with this guy. I can't get nothing. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I really don't understand that. And Kuminga, I think he's going to be a really good player. If you ask me right now, I think he's going to be a really good player, put up good numbers, do a lot of good things. But it could be more than that, and I'd like to take a chance, man. I'd absolutely like to take a
chance. That's easy. Like, no-brainer.
Yeah. Before we get out of here,
we
got to holler at my man Mitch. You got to get that Mitch experience.
Okay.
Mitch in Jersey. What's up, baby?
How's it going, Casey? How you guys doing?
What's up, sir?
Happy 4th.
Yeah, happy 4th.
You all guys,
you
Jesse,
too, man.
Everybody out there. All people that serve.
Yes.
Policemen, too.
Yes.
Straight up Monk for Kuminga, I would do it. But it just seems like the Kings are getting small, playing everybody out of position, undersized. It seems like in every position. We let go of Jake. We traded Junis for Sarge. We're not getting better. And I don't think losing the most games gets you to the top pick. And I like that kid, that guy from BYU, but I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Oh, A.J. DeBanster.
We could have signed DeAndre Ayton, right? DeAndre? You've been perfect, I think. Motivated.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
About that, Mitch. I mean, you could have, but I don't want DeAndre. I'm good. Appreciate you, Mitch. Have a great 4th of July, Mitch. And my man, Coach JT, appreciate you, big dog. Appreciate you for pulling up, man.
Man, I love.
We got to get this going. We always say, but we got to get it when D-Lo's here. You know what I'm saying? We got to make everything connect. So we'll make that happen, man. And once again, before we get out of here, where can they find
you? Man, again, shout out to Brendan R2 asking, man, 94feetwithcoachjt.com, man. Everything, podcast, merch, all stuff, updates, man, again. And just appreciate everybody for real. Real talk, like I said, chopping in at Sty River, seeing everybody saying what's up in the chat, been buzzing, man. It's come on the show, man. It's definitely tapped in. I appreciate everybody for real. It's mad love. And you too, man, you and D-Lo, for real. Jesse, all y'all, appreciate it every time.
Yes, sir.
As soon as I get the text message, you pull up, I'm here, bro. It's a great time. I'm loving it. Trying to get better at my craft, man, but I'm learning from some of the best. So you feel me? It's like like-minded people stay around like-minded people.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Dog.
So shout out to everybody. Appreciate you, man. Hey, y'all be safe for out there, man. Take care of your loved ones.
Yeah.
The Giants in town this weekend?
Giants in town this
It's going to be crazy down there.
You out
there?
Yeah, I'm going to slide out.
All right.
I'm gonna slide out there. We going to take a break. Come back.
Yeah.
Sarah Hodges is in the building.
Yeah.
KC and Friends is going to continue. D-Lo and KC.
Appreciate y'all.
We're going to continue right here on ESPN 13.
You see it.
D-Lo and KC here on ESPN 1320. KC and Friends is in full effect. One of my favorite people. Sarah Hodges, ABC 7 in the Bay Area. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
she formerly of CBS 13. What up, Sarah? How you doing, girl?
Forever CBS 13, but, you know.
Forever Sacramento.
Yeah, forever Sacramento.
Don't let that Bay Area stuff, like, don't let them take you from us.
We're talking about a Bay Area guy today. A lot.
For now.
For now.
Until, for now.
Until he becomes.
Hopefully. So what she's talking
Sacktown.
We don't say Sacktown around here. We don't say Sacktown around here.
Sorry about that.
We don't do that around here.
Sorry about that.
Watch yourself. But no, we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
Yes.
Obviously, you saw him a lot in the Bay Area. So first and foremost, I just want to get your scouting report, so to speak, of Jonathan Kuminga. Like, the type of player, like, do you like his game? Do you think that he was undervalued in Golden State, or he was tripping? Like, what's your thoughts on Jonathan Kuminga?
I really like Jonathan Kuminga. First of all, just like as a person, like off the court, just like all of the struggles. I mean, not getting playing time in the playoffs. Like, I felt like he was really classy about it. He was the first one in the gym, last one to leave, putting up shots. You didn't hear, you know, too much from him. And, you know, he's young. So like, it's a little bit different with like players these days to not sort of, you know, talk their mess, speak their mind in situations like that. But I think also with Jonathan, maybe what wasn't really working for the Warriors, which I feel like could be a lot better for the Kings, is like he has this mindset of just like going and scoring. But when you're on a team with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and guys like that, like the ball goes through them. And I think he kind of had a hard time with that. Like, he felt like he can get to the bucket and score. He was super aggressive. And I think that's sort of what turned Steve Kerr off from him, because I don't think that he was, you know, sort of considering the best shooter in the game and what he was doing. It was like he would understand it, you know, but his mindset was just obviously to make plays the way that he saw what was natural for him. But was natural for him just wasn't working with obviously what they were trying to do. But obviously super athletic, struggles a little bit on defense. Like, I would say that's, you know, probably his biggest flaw, but like I think you guys talked about it today, just super young, has a lot to offer. I feel like we have obviously yet to see his ceiling. Like you said, we see the floor, but like there's just so much more to him, and I think obviously the defense can improve, right? Like, that's,
and I think, you know, with him specifically, it's a little bit of a mindset thing and maybe just understanding how to play team defense on the NBA level, because physically he's got all the tools. He's got the quickness, he's got the length. He's able to defend anybody, one through four, it feels like, on the court physically.
Right.
Understanding the game and understanding what you have to do, maybe that's something that comes with time. Maybe it's something that never develops for Jonathan Kuminga. But I think he's got the ability to do something like that on a consistent basis and become one of these high-level perimeter defenders. When you talk about his time in Golden State, I always thought it was just weird that Steve Kerr just would just banish him to the bench. And I didn't understand why, even if he wasn't the exact player that you were looking for, or he wasn't doing exactly what you wanted to do, I felt like there was still opportunities where you could get him in the game, maybe even hide some of his defensive deficiencies or understanding or all this other stuff, and bring him along. I thought they did a poor job of developing him. And now we're at the point where they don't want him no more. He definitely doesn't want to be there. And they're both looking for new beginnings.
But do they want him to be here?
Well, that's the rumors.
In the name of Mike Brown, they said, heck no.
the rumors have it that they don't want him.
They're like, you
want
to do that to our boy? I don't know.
There. I don't know if that's necessarily the hold up.
You think the Warriors wouldn't really care about that?
I don't think, like, if they got the correct compensation or what they feel is the correct compensation for a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, he could come to Sacramento. I don't think they're really.
You don't think that they're thinking like, oh, the rivalry, and, you know, we don't want the Kings to get a guy like that. Like,
no,
you just don't think,
because I don't
their
know
pedigree if, is just a little.
I don't know if they look at it as a rivalry like that. I know we hate them over here.
That's kind of how. That's like same them. With the Lakers. Same with the Lakers. We don't really look at it as a rivalry either.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, who the hell was asking you about the Lakers?
Just
Sarah?
Being truthful. All right. I'm just saying. I get it. I get what you're saying, because when I came here to Sacramento, it was like such a big deal that I was a Lakers fan, and everybody, and I was like, oh, dang, this is a thing. Like, you guys really hate us. Like, dang.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
I just didn't.
It's for life.
You know, as a Lakers fan, you just. It's kind of like.
It's
a bit quiet where we are.
No, it's
when it comes to that whole rivalry.
It's for life. We ain't got no
okay. Lake show.
Hey, bro. Hey, hey, for real, man. Hey, I'm getting rid of that thing. I'm getting this thing off the board, bro. I ain't even playing with y'all no more. But yeah, it's still a thing. Yeah, we don't like the Lakers.
I know y'all don't like the Lakers, but I'm not saying we don't necessarily not like y'all. Like, you guys may not like us. That's true. I learned that when I moved here, how bad you guys actually hated us. But we don't really hate y'all like that, you know?
Is it more like disrespectful or like she's like saying, like, I don't even think about you guys. Is that more disrespectful than just having a general rival? That's kind of tough.
That might be a little.
Maybe.
It might come off a little disrespectful, but that's not it.
I'm trying to think about it because I think about it like this. If you don't think about me, that's not going to keep me from hating you. I don't like you.
How much
so
of rivalry?
You can think about me or not. I still don't like
that's
you.
That's true.
How much of rivalries too is like between the fans now? Because I feel like maybe Warriors. I don't know if Warrior fans see the Kings fans like as rivals too. But I feel like that's kind of been more of a thing the last few years, at least on social media.
I don't think the players.
I mean, I don't think they're really tripping. There was some real heat for a little bit. I mean, Draymond and Sabonis.
Anything that should motivate y'all.
You would think. Draymond and Sabonis. I don't think they hate each other. I don't think they're fans of each other though. Like. There's no like real issue there unless something like
I don't think they hate each other either.
No, I don't think nobody hates Steph either. Hell, half of these more than half of these players for the Kings are gone now at this point, so they weren't even around. Zach LaVine, what has he got an issue with the Warriors for? He ain't been around when they was on seven games. I do think, and this is where I think it does play a little bit. A little bit into, hey man, if we don't have to trade them there, I don't want to trade them there.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think ownership has a little something going on. I do think Joe Lacob is not a fan of Vivek Ranadive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd never heard this from anybody. This is just me thinking, but like Mike Brown, they obviously love Mike Brown, right? Mm-hmm. He meant a lot to them. The way that things kind of went down here with him, just all of it maybe leaves it still a bad taste. Like, not only do we not like you guys already, but on top of that, you treat our people bad. Mm. We don't like the way that you're treating our people. So,
yeah, I think ownership.
Why would we give you something you really want?
Because this guy doesn't want to be here. You guys aren't. Just stop playing.
Make
the
damn
trade.
Yeah.
Bring him to Sacramento. I think this would be a great, great. I don't want to call it a risk or a gamble because I think he's like a good basketball player. But he's a really good basketball player. Yeah. I think this is something that the Kings need to like lock down. Like, I really do. I think they need Scott Perry, whatever they need to do to kind of figure this out within reason. Like, you ain't got to trade all your draft picks. But like, if they're asking you to sweeten the deal a little bit to finish the deal, man. I definitely want Jonathan Kuminga here in Sacramento.
Yeah. I think he would play really well with Keegan too. I do.
What do you think? Because it's been a hot topic. I'm not really tripping about it. I bring it up because, like, we talk about it. I'm not really tripping. But it's been a hot topic about starting, who should be starting. People think DeMar definitely needs to go to the bench. Is that how you would play it if Kuminga came here?
I think so, yeah. I think I would go. It's hard, too, because who was it called that said Ellis being, like, a starter, too? And it's like.
Yeah, I don't think Keon.
It's true, but, yeah, I would go Keegan. LaVine, Domas,
your boy,
Schroeder, and then JK. Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not married to, but like I continue to say as well, it's about who finishes these games. And I think DeRozan is finishing the game.
That's the most important, right? That's what Mike Brown always tried to beat in our head when we were, you know, talking about Malik coming off the bench. And he's like, yeah, but where is he at the end of the game? He's in the game. And that's what matters the most. Like, whoever's in the game for the final minutes, that's who really he sees as, you know, being the difference maker on this team. So, I don't know. I feel like players should be, like, obviously, I played basketball. I know what it's like to be a starter, right? Like, it's all the hype. It's, like, everything you get introduced. Like, all there is to it, you know? But if a coach is valuing you coming off the bench and then you're playing in the final minutes, like, you should wear that with pride, in my opinion. You're getting paid. You're playing the game. You know, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I understand the prestige.
You know who wouldn't care? Maxime Reyno.
That's your boy. We got to talk about
only
him.
Only because
that's my boy, too. My boy. I'm a big believer. Yeah. So I know you got some insight on him. We got to talk about him. But I understand the prestige of starting for basketball players.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I get it.
It's because it's all what it's about. Are you a starter? Are you, you know, that's your everybody's super impressed if you're a starter. If you're not, then, you know, it kind of, you're not looked at as the best five, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that could affect your money too, though, no?
It could, but that's where I was about to go.
Yeah.
If you're JK and you've already gotten the money, like if you already gotten what you're going to get, like, because my whole thought was maybe for the first year while DeMar's here, I'm bringing JK off the bench and being our sixth man. Malik Monk is going to be gone. He's going to be our instant offense off the bench until DeMar is probably gone next year. Mm-hmm. And to Jesse's point, like, does it affect your money? It does. But if we just paid you your money, if we just gave you $18 to $20 million a year, like, your money's good. And by the time you're looking for that next contract, you'd definitely be a starter for 2 or 3 years at that point. So
right. And we all know how this season goes. Like, you know, obviously, God forbid, injuries, whatever. Like, you don't know how your role is going to change. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you just, in my opinion, and maybe this is just like me being a little bit old school, like, you just kind of have to be ready when your name is called and prove yourself still. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to prove themselves. Kobe Bryant proved himself every single day. You think he's like, I'm Kobe, that's that? No. Mm-hmm. He was the first one in the gym, last one to leave, hardest worker in the building. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be bigger than the team, than the game, than whatever. I know that it's kind of shifting a little bit because of the money aspect of things. And I get that too, because, you know, people have to look out for their money. They have to look out for their kids, their family, all of these different things, and be treated fair, right? Like, you want the most amount that you feel like you're worth.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's a little bit lost just kind of being a team player these days. Does it matter? Maybe because...
I mean, I feel you. I feel you. But I do understand the money aspect.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's a business. It's professional sports. It's a business. Sports.
100%. And you see other guys getting paid. And you see other guys getting paid who maybe you don't feel are as good as you. And then that's going to affect, like, your mental in ways too.
My thing has always been... like, if anybody wants to... get the max dollars that they can, I'm not going to begrudge you for that.
Mm.
But if you're being offered, say, $115 million and you could, but your max is like $130 million. Mm-hmm. But if you get $130 million, it's going to put the team over the cap. They won't be able to put a good team around you and all this other stuff. I'm always been like, at the very least, I would consider taking the 115 because we're not talking $40,000 a year to $140 million a year. We're talking $15 million when you already secured 115.
And at that point, it's like, it's not like how many, what are you really going to get out of that versus, like, if you can make your team better, you can actually, like, compete. Like, there's no better feeling than competing. It's just even good for the mental. Like, your team's good. Like, you're going to make 15 more million, you know, in how many ever years, whatever the contract is, for your team to suck.
I would consider that. I know Damian looks at it the complete different way. I think Jesse does too, where he's like, I need every penny you can. Yeah.
And I get that too.
And you can do that too.
Yeah.
But
it's not like I don't get it.
The thing that I always say is you can go get every penny that you want. Just know what you're getting yourself into. If you getting every penny means that you're on a bad team or they're hamstrung on what they can do.
And you better answer to the media too, because
I don't want to hear you complaining. Because
a lot of times they don't even want to come into the press conference room and partake in the post game, and we got questions.
I know you got questions always. Yeah, you always telling these people, hey, what were you doing on that last possession? Sarah always breaking it down for him. Sarah Hodges, ABC7 in the Bay Area, formerly a CBS 13, always in Sacramento's hearts, though. Mm-hmm. Always. So JK, hopefully they get him here.
Mm-hmm.
What would that do for this Kings off season so far? I think it's been pretty good. You get Schroeder. I like that.
I like that. We've been talking about that forever. Yeah. True point guard. I think he instantly makes the team better. Mm-hmm. I was happy about that.
Would you, if they get Kuminga, it's an A+, I believe, this offseason. But say they weren't able to get Kuminga and you come away with just Schroeder, Nate Clifford, and our guy Maxine. Is that a good offseason for Scott Perry, all things considered?
That's tough. Like, I wouldn't say, I know Kings fans probably would say, like, no, you know, I think you want to come into every season thinking that you can compete for a championship. Right. And I think that with that squad, you probably won't be able to. I'm not saying that Kaminga, I'm not saying Kaminga like automatically makes you, you know, a title contender.
Right.
Like, you know, you have to see how that goes. But it's just hard to say because, like, you guys were talking about earlier, like, you could talk about draft picks, all these different guys, but, like, we don't know how anybody's really going to perform together. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just like one of those things where you have to wait and see. Yeah. It's hard to say now.
I agree with you.
Right? And look, because we're looking at it like, okay, well, we didn't really get like a star player, but we kind of have in the past or last season, and it didn't really work out that well. I'm a huge fan of Malik Monk, obviously, so like I don't hate that he would be staying. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's going to stay? I don't. You know, I'm a big Malik Monk fan, but I think the writing's on the wall.
But what makes you say that?
The reports that they're putting him in every trade proposal, trade, yeah. Like and.
I just wonder
that it may not have just gone well with him and Scott Perry when they met at the beginning.
Really?
At the beginning of Scott Perry's tenure. It just feels like they're ready to move on from Malik Monk. And I'm upset about that because that's my dog.
I actually hate that.
Yeah, that's my dog, Malik Monk, man. I ain't trying to see him go anywhere,
it's just Malik provides like such an energy and passion and like love for the game. That's just, it's kind of like almost like childlike in a way, you know what I'm saying? It's nostalgic, low key, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's kind of everywhere. You're kind of nervous when he has the ball, but then you kind of know he's going to make something happen.
Caballo loco, crazy horse.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my dog.
And I feel like he's a fan favorite. Like the city loves him.
We just suggested over the week, like during this week, that his trade value is low and that the Kings might move on from him. And people got mad at us. They got mad at me and D'Lo. For what? We just talking about what we're reporting. I said numerous times, I don't want him to leave, but they got mad at us for even reporting that. So he's absolutely a fan favorite. He's one of my favorites.
He's a proven impact player, right? And that's, at this point, it's like, it's more than we know.
Yeah.
With some of the other guys, right? For at least this team, you know?
Yeah. So I think Monk would be on his way out. But I do like Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
I've said that a number of different times. I like his game. Is he like the long-term solution or a franchise point guard? No, I'm not looking at him like that. But I think he's a good ball player. I think adds to this team.
Yeah, instantly.
I agree. Yeah. Do you think this team, let's just talk about it right now without JK.
Okay.
Do you think this team right now with Schroeder and the two rookies is better than what they were when they got beat to all hell at the end of the season?
Yeah, for sure. I think adding Schroeder just instantly already makes the team better just because of what they were missing, you know? And I think adding Schroeder makes Malik better, you know? It makes everybody better.
See, they got too many of those guys, though. If Malik is here, Schroeder's here, obviously.
Yeah.
I've been saying Devin Carter, Keon Ellis, Malik Monk.
Yeah.
At least one of them got to go.
Yeah, it's heavy.
And I don't think it'll be Keon because he's on a cheap deal, at least right now. I would, no shade to this guy. No shade to him at all because
Keon gives spark too.
No, I love Keon. I don't want him to go nowhere. No shade to the guy that I'm about to say because I've said it before. He's shown me some things. But I think Devin Carter would be my first choice. I'd be trying to move on from Devin Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Just the injury coming off, you know, not struggling a little bit, you know, defensively, he was super exciting towards the end of last season. I feel like it's hard because it's like almost like we haven't seen that full potential and that, you know, you hate that. Mm-hmm. You hate to get rid of a guy where you really just don't know. Mm-hmm. But
Anthony in the chat says Malik and Carter gone, Westbrook in. What you think about the prospects of bringing in Russell Westbrook? I don't like your facial expression. I don't like the facial expression. Why are you making that face? Don't tilt your head that way when we're talking about the Brody.
First of all,
Damian's not here, so if you're going to disrespect him, do it now.
I just feel like a little bit just played, a little bit like.
He was fine with Denver last year. He was a little trick or treat.
Yeah, but like it's not Denver. This team isn't Denver.
Yeah, but. The Brody's still complaining.
I know. I love Russ. Uh-huh. I do. I just also, I don't know, like, I have zero care for Carter at all. Like, I could do without him. Just kind of like how you said, not to be like rude. Like, I think that there's so much more to see that we haven't been able to see that, you know, kind of sucks. But I just like Malik. I just like what he brings.
I agree.
I agree.
But I think he's gone.
Okay, but
I don't think that I know.
You're asking me, and I'm just like, no.
So no. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I would like to keep Malik.
Yeah, I would like to
That's
keep
what
Malik.
I would like to keep Malik. But if he's gone, okay, we'll play this scenario. Malik's gotta go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Because then obviously there would be,
Devin's got to go, but you bring in Brody. You bring in Westbrook. How do you feel about Westbrook?
Say this again. Who's got to go?
Malik and Devin.
We just said that now.
I know, but are you okay with Westbrook now, knowing that they have to go?
Knowing that they, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. It's not like I'm like, nah, I'm just.
Well, I don't know that head tilt that you had. I was like.
I just feel like. We have seen everything out of Russ, you know, and like, I don't know that it's just, but it feels so weird to say that because it's Russell Westbrook, right? Mm-hmm. Like it just, it's so hard to, it's like, are you out of your mind? Like Russell Westbrook, like yeah. I get that, but I just,
everybody
I don't know.
Has if, their day though. Father Time is undefeated.
Exactly. Like undefeated. I just, you know, and I don't know. I think it's more downhill at this point than it is. You know,
like you said, say whatever you got to say. Dane's not here. You say whatever you got to say about Russell Westbrook. Whatever.
He was about to call in. He'd be like, listen, I listen to you on the radio, Sarah. Sorry.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I have nothing bad to say about Russ at all. It's just you're asking me.
I know.
It's a hard one.
I do agree with you, too, that and I think we're in the minority. But I think they're better than they were the night they got eliminated. Just as is, like right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think they're a better team.
Yeah.
I think Dennis Schroeder at the point guard position helps out a lot with guys like DeMar DeRozan. Helps out a lot with guys like Dennis Schroeder.
Takes off that pressure.
Excuse me, Dennis Schroeder. Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
I think they help. I'm not saying how much better. I'm not saying they're automatically a top five team or guaranteed playoff. They might go from 9 to 8. You know, that might be how much Schroeder helps. but I do think they're better. Technically, literally, I think they're a better team than they were the night they got eliminated.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I agree with that. I think he instantly, I mean, just, the, it was very clear and obvious that they needed a point guard, a true point guard. And so automatically he makes them better. Like there's not even, it's not even a question.
Agreed. All right, we got Sarah Hodges here. And much like when Coach JT was here, look, phone lines are open. Woo-hoo. Oak Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. We've got superstar Sarah Hodges in the building. If you want to holler at her, get her, not literally holler, but if you want to talk to her, get her takes. Have some questions for her, like figure out what she thinks about this Kings team.
This Russ fashion sense, like I can talk about that too.
You can talk about that as well.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Jonathan Kuminga could be coming to Sacramento. She saw him up close and personal down there in the Bay Area. Get her thoughts on everything. Or just ask her what she's doing for the 4th of July. What does she think about fireworks? Well, ask her whatever.
Yeah.
Is it fair? Is it okay to have an Ask Sarah segment here?
I'm okay with it.
There we go. All right.
I'm okay with it. Come on.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. We're going to be back. More Sarah Hodges.
Woo-hoo.
More KC. It's D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. D'Lo and KC, a.k.a. Today, KC and friends, and one of my best friends, Sarah Hodges, in the building with us today.
Means so much.
Yes, indeed. That's my girl. And we said before, Ask Sarah is available. It's here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. My bad, you just said it like 10 seconds ago.
What's up, Dave?
We got Dave.
Yeah, shout out, Dave.
Shout out to my man, Dave. Dave, what's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I'm kind of a big Devin Carter fan. I feel like, not you guys, but just like the fans and some of the radio heads out there, you know, just like, man, they just kind of act like he's nothing. And I guess to me, my question is like, could we be sleeping on this guy? You know, like I saw a lot of good defensive, you know, I mean, that guy's just a dog on defense. He's got those long arms. I know his offensive game was a little rough, but you know, that torn labrum, I'd hate to give up on this dude and he turns out to be maybe a better player than Kuminga. I mean, I feel like I have more questions about Kuminga than I do Carter. Now, maybe it's just me with my blinders on. You know, what do you guys feel about that?
Dave, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much. And I'll disagree with you on that. I don't have more questions about Kuminga than I do Devin Carter.
I just think you say like sample size is just like how you answer that the best way to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sample size. You have a way bigger sample size of Kuminga than you do of Carter, and him coming off the injury. It's just hard. It's tough.
And so I disagree with Dave on that, but I do understand his original point. I do understand feeling like myself, Damian, others in the media are giving up on Devin Carter a little quick. The guy, if I'm going to defend Devin Carter a little bit, I'm going to do this right now. He got drafted. He already had a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. He needed mm-hmm. surgery on the shoulder.
Monty was really high on him too.
Monty was really high. You could have just ended it right there. So you could have ended that sentence right there. So he had the shoulder surgery. He doesn't get summer league. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get training camp. Mm-hmm. He isn't able to do anything for X amount of months. Mm-hmm. He comes back. He's available to play. They throw him out on the NBA floor without any of that, and he struggles. Like, he struggles.
Yeah, exactly. Or is like, anybody surprised by that? Or does any? Yeah. And I think Dave's right. Like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
As a Kings fan, it would be hard for me to make that decision too.
He was put behind the eight ball. He struggled predictably for things that weren't even his fault.
In a very shaky season with so many different like moving parts. Yeah. Like, it's hard.
They send him back down to the G League. He gets more reps. He gets in better shape. He gets a better understanding. In his second stint with the Kings, I thought he did better. I'm not going to act like he was all rookie guy or I'm not going to overblow the situation. But I thought, I continue to say this, I saw something in Devin Carter in that second stint that I didn't see the first time.
Yeah.
And I understand Dave's overarching point of not giving this guy time to develop or, you know, being too quick to move on from him. In a different situation than the Kings are in right now, I'd just hold on to Devin Carter. Like, I would. I'd give him an opportunity to see what he could be. But I think the situation that they're in where they got too many guards, they're looking to be successful, they're looking to get some different assets, I'm willing to move on from Devin. Mm. I'm actually using him as one of my prime assets to get better and kind of change the trajectory of this team. And that's just kind of the situation that the Kings are in. Not necessarily a knock on Devin Carter, because he was in a tough situation last year.
Yeah. He could be the guy that comes back and you're like, dang, like, I wish we would have never let mm-hmm. him go. Like, nobody's saying that he mm-hmm. doesn't have that potential to be that type of player, but
I don't see it.
We haven't seen it.
I don't like, just from what I've seen of him.
Yeah, you don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's the type of player he is. But once again, Dave is right. Just kind of giving up on him a little yeah. early. I can understand that argument.
But sometimes yeah. you have to do that in sometimes this business.
You got to. Sometimes you got to. Yeah. Not everything is going to be
a gamble.
Exactly how you want it to be. And like you said, to take that gamble on a yeah. guy like JK, I'm willing to do that
yeah.
at the expense of Devin Carter. Yeah. So. You too can talk to myself and Sarah Hodges on the Elk Grove Kid Talk line, 916-909-1320. Sarah has already given the approval. If you haven't heard, ask Sarah.
You need
relationship advice. You need yeah. basketball advice. You need golf advice.
Yeah.
Ask Sarah.
Are we still screening the calls, though, by the way?
We are screening the calls. Don't be ridiculous. We'll hit the dump button in yeah. a second.
We'll dump you out if you're... Yeah.
But during the break... You said you had an idea that you wanted the city of Sacramento and the Chatty House to say, hey, would you guys think this is a good idea or not? Because all of Sacramento is listening to that.
If you see me in my golf girl era out there, don't be surprised.
you're definitely in your Michelle Wee bag right now.
Yeah.
What you know about Michelle
you
Wee?
You know, I don't know that anybody really cares about, you know, what I'm doing in my free time. I really don't.
Well,
but
I would beg to differ.
But. How it happened was so I've always been a casual golfer, like most okay. people, just casual golfer. I grew up with all brothers, so I had no choice but to like kind of do whatever my brothers did if I wanted to like have any sort of like social life, because mm-hmm. I was the only girl. So I always golfed, and so I could, you know, I can hit the ball, but my swing's terrible, all of this, whatever. I'm with my dad and my brothers golfing like a few weeks back, Father's Day-ish, and my dad and my brother are like, you should really like try. Like, you're naturally so good at this, and I've never had a lesson. I've never nothing. It's just been from, you know, hanging out, and I'm athletic.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah, it is know, what it is.
AKA Sarah Kaminga. She's just athletic.
I just athletic. Yeah, exactly. I just put my head down, I go. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to like get good at golf, and like my swing's terrible, but it's gotten so much better. I posted two videos like since this, mm-hmm. but I went to Cy Williams. He's a UC Davis golf coach.
Okay.
I got lessons from him on Monday. I don't know, whatever day earlier this week. And mm-hmm. I went to the range yesterday, and I was like kind of practicing at home, like just like implemented like the things that he put into my swing. And
yeah.
I'm crushing the ball like at least like 30 yards further with I brought like three different irons. I brought like a hybrid, a 7, and like a pitching wedge or something. But okay. like I was out there practicing. Anyway, so what I want to do, long story short, okay. is not only do I want to bring people along my journey of my terrible golf game and how much it improves, but I thought, how cool would it be if I like challenge just like different people with motion around Sacramento, like like two or three holes. This is why I asked you if you golf, because like I could like challenge you. Like, not like, maybe like 18 would be a lot, right? 18, a lot for
yeah,
people to like 18, pay attention to.
Yeah, I'm not an 18 hole course.
But maybe we best of three.
We do nine.
Or nine.
We do nine.
So I challenge Kenny Caraway of ESPN 1320
mm-hmm.
to nine holes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Jared, you don't listen to the show enough. Jesse, just this is a. We're.
What? House,
yeah, just got to watch this guy.
Sure.
Yeah, we're talking golf.
Best of three holes.
Okay, now look.
You could probably interview people like while you do
that's
this.
That's what
too.
I was just about to say.
Say what?
You could interview people while you're doing it. So we do a nine hole course, and
right.
you know we're
chopping it up
or whatever the case may be. And at the time, hey, so when you were 7 years old, what would happen when you having an interview?
Yeah.
This is a whole show.
It's just a whole show. Yeah, and I already bought the mics. I already bought like everything to mic up.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm gonna get out. I might challenge my dad today.
Okay.
okay. and just like kind of see how it goes and like test it out. You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to hijack something real quick because what you guys don't know, me and Sarah, we've been talking for about a year about like, yo, we need to put something together.
Yeah.
Maybe this could be our show because, you know,
let's do it.
I'm about to start, I'm about to start golfing myself.
It is so important to be a good golfer, like in so many aspects of life. Like it's just, it's a social thing. Like, you know, it's just important to, it's important to be able to golf.
That's Sarah's idea.
Come on, Sarah challenges.
That's what it should be.
Sarah challenges.
Yeah.
I like that. So let me know what you guys think. Chatty House, weigh in. Like,
seriously, I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
And like my golf swing, I can't even wait to show you guys how much it improved from the last time, because like I kept putting so much weight on my like on my right foot, and like I would like almost turn my hip too much. But really you have to keep your right like steady. And for some reason, it just wasn't clicking until I got, just because I haven't had a lesson or anything. But when I did have my lesson, I started realizing, then just practicing at home the movements.
Are you going to get one of those golf simulators?
Dude, I've already thought about it. Yes, I was like, because inside my like second living room is just a big pool table.
Damn, that's rich.
It's not
that, Jesse?
Low key.
Yeah,
Sarah,
come on,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Yeah, come on.
My second living room. I bet my kitchen, my apartment kitchen is connected to my living room.
See what I'm saying, man? I'm just about around
a
bunch of
rich people. I have a very middle class house. But anyways, you know what it is? Formal living room, regular living room, whatever. I don't have no kids. I don't have nothing going on. So it's a pool table because, you know, just get on the pool table.
Damn, it gets even richer.
It's a pool table.
That's not cheap.
Which I'm not great at shooting pool, but my dad really is. So he like loves it that we have that in there. But I thought maybe I could put a golf simulator in here, get rid of this pool table that I don't use.
How are you going to?
But it's
gonna,
the ceiling.
I was about to say, how are we going to do the golf club in the house?
We're not. So it can't happen. It was a quick.
You should get a.
Went in and out.
If you got a second living room, I'm sure you could throw it in the backyard or something.
I do have this like shisha that I like kind of use for storage. I was thinking about maybe like kind of building that up and maybe doing it.
I mean, that's still got to be a pretty big shisha.
Or I can just get a lifetime membership and they have a golf simulator at the one in Arden.
Bro. Yo, we talking second living rooms. We talking golf simulators. We're talking pool tables. And now we're talking memberships to Lifetime.
Yeah.
That's not 24-hour fitness, Sarah.
I know.
No, Lifetime is the popping one, right?
Yeah. Lifetime is the one Steph Curry was at.
Okay, that's what I was thinking about.
They're
Baysmore,
opening
right?
one at Arden. The one at Arden, it may have just been open. Like, I don't know. But they have a golf simulator in there. I need to go. I need to be a part of this.
I need to work out, get in the pool, and practice my swing. It's an interesting location for Lifetime.
I'll just throw them there the other day. Shout out Men's Warehouse.
That's interesting. Okay.
There was a lot of Roseville. It ain't Roseville.
Definitely not.
It ain't Roseville, but it has a golf simulator.
So
and
yeah, we'll just get
far
the,
from me.
How late does the Lifetime stay open?
I have no idea. The only reason why I know about this is because Lexi got a membership and she's been like bugging me, like, "You need to come. You need to get." There's a golf simulator. That's how she's like trying to get me to like be a member. Is like
you.
By telling me about this golf simulator, and so.
I think
$200 a month. I mean, yeah, that's
$200
a month. That's what Cool said, but like, I don't know.
Kenny, you want to go halfers on a Lifetime fitness membership?
Yeah,
$200. I mean, it's a lot, but it's not. If you're there a lot and you're golfing a lot, I don't know if it's extra to use a golf. I don't know.
It's not CalFit no more. It's InShape. My InShape fitness membership is like $85 a month, right? That's pushing it.
How much is it?
Like $85.
$85, yeah.
That's like pushing it.
Yeah.
You want me to add a whole nother $100 onto the gym membership? It's crazy. That's rich.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah, but does yours have a golf simulator though?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. What I do need though is I need the leg cast massager things.
Mm-hmm.
I need that. I'm getting old.
Lifetime, if you want to bring us on and give us a membership.
Check this out. Sarah Challenges brought to you by Lifetime Membership.
Lifetime, see what I'm saying? Lifetime.
What's good?
Sponsor your girl. I'll show everybody how good the simulator is, why they need to be there. Just come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.